you're going to have as hard a time coming up with 46 this week as you did last week?
Oh, no, we'll have 46. I'm confident in that. I'm getting better. Short week.
Mike, what can Lachoy add to your team right now, you think?
Looks good. Just from the strength and conditioning standpoint, I think he's in excellent shape. Definitely in shape that, you know, he was coming into camp. So we'll see how practice goes, but he looks good.
Do you expect a rust factor there, though? I mean, after all the time he's been off.
Well, you know, not having a benefit of being in pads, I think that's a fair question. But you know, he's played a lot of football. I mean, he's a veteran, so I think it's important to cut him loose.
Talk really, Mike, but what kind of boost has your return game given you? It was such a struggle last year, especially on the kickoffs. But Ty's been able to.
You know, the return game's been good. You know, we haven't got a lot of opportunities, but when we have, we've been able to, you know, get it out past the 20. You know, we had a couple. Really, I think our blocking has been excellent. Just the guys have really done a good job with the technique and the fundamentals of it. We'll continue to get better at the drop angles. That's something that you just always have to work. And special teams is the biggest challenge, as we all know, because there's a number of different players that are always moving in and out. It's definitely the area that's affected the most by injuries, and you know, just the stretch that we're on. I think it's a real credit to, you know, Ron Zook and Jason Simmons and the whole special teams unit that you know, we've gotten off to a good start.
Mike, you mentioned short week, long flight. What's the energy level been like in practice?
Energy's great. Energy's actually great inside too. I've been impressed. This is a huge mental preparation week for us. I think it's the obvious coming off of a Monday night football game. This is a big hurdle. It's a big hurdle, Monday night, traveling to the West Coast, you know, the other factors involved. I mean, we're playing against a football team that played very, very well at home in their first home game. So this is a huge challenge for us.
Mike, facing a quarterback like Colin Kaepernick, does that change the way your pass rushers have to approach getting after him as far as just, you know, containing him?
Well, each and every week you have a rush plan, and it's definitely tailored to the protection schemes of the opponent and obviously the opponent quarterback. So yes, that's a challenge in each and every week, and he's unique in the fact that he can make so many plays with his feet.
Mike, in what ways do you think combining the quarterbacks and receivers rooms have helped out maybe a young guy like Ty Montgomery or even someone coming back like Jeff Chance?
Well, it was really just organizing your staff by responsibility. Entitled, frankly, based on the way we've been operating. I mean, it's something that's really been in place here for a number of years, but we just wanted to make sure it was a full-time operation. So, but it definitely helps. The interaction between the position groups and the particular same message from the coaches, you know, throughout the room is important, and the players' message, particularly Aaron's and the veterans, has really helped our, you know, whole teaching environment too, and I think you're seeing that now as young guys are ready to go.
Mike, when you made the decision to play Eddie last week, was that done? Could you see that in practice that he was going to be able to move as well, or did warmups kind of tell you that he would be able to function in that tape job the way?
You know, Tom, he didn't really give us a whole lot of practice, so I was really going off the recommendations of you know, our medical staff and, you know, the input through the workouts and our strength conditioning staff. Those are really decisions that, you know, I don't really get involved with it unless it's crunch time and we're really on the fence if a guy can go or not, then I'll personally go to the workout. But that was clearly off the recommendation of the medical and the strength conditioning.
When you got him in the game, so you were sort of evaluating as you went to see how effective he could be?
No, not really. I mean, he wouldn't have been active if I didn't think he could play. So we had a plan, and you know, as far as Eddie playing and obviously James would take, you know, a little more than Eddie, and it was good to get Alonzo in there. So I definitely wanted to get Alonzo in there for one series, and so we hit the target of how we wanted to play the running back group.
Over time, or did he have that right away where he had that knack where, you know what, they're going to jump the cadence, I'm going to get them a jump, and then I'm going to take the shot?
Well, I think it's like anything, part of the quarterback position. I mean, quarterback position is, to me, the most difficult position to play in all the sports. And there's so many nuances, just with cadence, you know, let alone managing the line of scrimmage. So, obviously, he's good at it. He's improved at it over time, and it's not really as much as he improved. He's, you know, it's the whole unit that's improved, and I think it's a real credit to the whole offense because he's not doing it always with the same people. So, it's something that's practiced. He does it. It's great work for our defense. Our defense needs it. They need to stay on size, number one. But it's also, it's good to be, you know, part of those type of plays because it's really a form of a scramble drill or an extended play, and those are huge plays in games.
On the flip side, your defense doesn't jump a whole lot in games, or at least hasn't. You know,
they have enough practice at it.
Right. Does that help them?
Oh, definitely. No, I mean, Aaron is outstanding with the cadence. I mean, just the cadence variation and what she's, you know, there's a cadence plan each and every week, and he orchestrates it. He does a phenomenal job with that.
You game plan the cadence?
I shouldn't have probably said that, should I? Yeah.
I've never heard of it. It's intriguing to me.
Well, you got to be aware of it. I mean, you watch TV. I don't watch it, but I know you can hear. You can hear the. I mean, the opponent is readily. The cadence is readily available to the opponent, obviously in this generation of NFL than ever before.
Where's Morgan at this point in the week?
Getting better. Zoom him in the meetings and see. We'll see how he moves in pre-practice.
Mike, what happened with James Waters? That you guys put him on the injured list for
practice? Yeah, he was injured. He had a bicep injury.
Do the 49ers have the same look to them, or are they different now? Obviously, they have a different coach, different coordinators. What can you say about comparing them from the past to now?
Well, I think anytime you coach a team, you want it to represent the head coach and Jim Tomasola. I think the way he goes about his business as far as a coach and the attitude that he brings to working each and every day. You can see that in his football team. They're aggressive, still a physical bunch. I think it's evident just in the first 3 weeks that, the way they're running the football, the way they're stopping a run. So that's how I would, address them. The black uniforms are different. But
Mike, with the roster move with Corliss putting him on the designated to return, how much did you have to think about whether, something down the line happens and to a starter or something like that you might have?
Well, you weigh that. I mean, that's obviously part of the conversation. You look at your options. We've been in a situation where we haven't used it either. So, I'd much rather use it than not use it. And Corliss is definitely a core player for us. Someone that definitely is in that category that, you want to make sure you get him back and give him the time to get back. So, I view Andrew as a starter because, we don't have 11 starters on our offense or defense. So, I'm glad it exists, and I think it definitely helps us, particularly in the situation we are right now with the number of guys we got nicked.